Hey, hello. Stuck in Traffic with Wolf Grolick. A few minutes on IT and IT security. Today, looking at updates in general, and in particular, a recent problem with Handbrake. You may know Handbrake, maybe you don't. It's transcoder software, using video editing, those types of things, right? Handbrake. First time I thought, Brickman, but not Brickman, Handbrake. And anyways, like any software, you're supposed to download and update it all the time, right? Maintain your updates, number one piece of security advice, or maybe two, right after change your passwords. So you maintain your updates, but of course you don't run as admin. So when you run your updates, you have to key in your admin password to install it. Well, tip for you, check the signature on updates using the hash. It's usually a SHA-1 hash that's provided, sometimes SHA-256. Check those file signatures before applying the updates. Because what happened with Handbrake was, earlier in May, for a while, one of the mirror sites got compromised. So one of the sites that you clicked on to pull down the link was compromised. And that compromised site was used to distribute a version of Handbrake with the Proton malware. So you get this malware, you think it's the file, you download, you key in your password, that's what you do. So now the malware is running as the root on Mac or admin on Windows, and installing the backdoor and compromise your system. This particular one did not capture that admin password, but there's been other ones in the past that would capture that admin password. So then you're owned, right? What the hell do you do? Now you can try and trust the mirrors, which we've all pretty much do regularly. I mean, it's very rare for a mirror site to be compromised. You can also, of course, validate those SHA hashes when you download the file. Now people may go, wait a minute, SHA's been compromised, and there's this example where people wrote two PDFs with the same SHA. Yes, the file could be vastly different, which is why if you look at those padding attacks for like a SHA collision, basically they have to add data behind the main data or in front of the main data, right? In order to create that collision. What that means is the file size is also not the same, right? So check the file size and check the hash. If they're both matched, you're in good shape. But don't trust anything you download, and also download stuff all the time and do it quick, because we're all getting compromised. Security is easy. Just follow these simple rules. What do you think? What's good practices for protecting your updates for things like Brickman and others? Hit me up in comments or in social media. Cheers.